At the beginning of the school year, over 360 schools in California had to close for at least a week due to power outages, wildfires, or other crises. That's according to Ricardo Cano, an education reporter at the statewide news outlet Cal Matters. Cano published a series of articles on school closures called Disaster Days. KRCP's Adia White spoke with him about how wildfires in particular are affecting students' education in the North Bay and around the state.
In September, we published a database that we built using public records from the California Department of Education to essentially quantify the impact that fires have had on students across the state in recent years. This database accounted for 34,000 instructional days lost by schools in the state. And, you know, one of the main findings that we had in our analysis was, you know, of those 34,000 days, 21,000 of those, almost two-thirds, were wildfire-related. And of this bucket of lost instructional time, half of that has occurred since 2015. What we've been seeing for the last 4 years or so is schools being affected by wildfires more significantly with closures that are lasting far longer than what we've seen in the last 2 decades.
And do we know how this is affecting students' performance in school?
One of the schools that we wrote about, Middletown Unified School District, the year after the Valley Fire, which charred through Lake County and left more than 200 students in the district without homes, the impact there was, not only did students lose their homes, but the proportion of students who were deemed college and career ready by the state plummeted by half the year after, from about 50% of students to 27% the year after the fire. But there's also more widespread impact that we've seen with the Camp Fire and with the Kincade Fire, where schools that are, more than 100 miles away from where the fire is burning are having to close down because of poor air quality issues.
And you, as well as your news team, proposed a number of solutions to help California schools cope with the aftermath of devastating wildfires. Can you walk us through some of those suggestions that you made?
Well, we spoke with dozens of educators and students and folks at the ground level. And one of the constants that I heard a lot about from folks on the ground was, having support for mental health, additional support to address the trauma that students and teachers go through. I repeatedly heard from folks that the tragedies of these disasters, the Valley Fire, the Tubbs Fire, the Camp Fire, that doesn't leave after the immediate aftermath. We saw it in Middletown, which was the community that we focused on. The district was able to get some support from the public, but that wasn't sustainable. At the time our story ran, the district had one school psychologist for a student body of 1,500 students.
That was Cal Matters education reporter Ricardo Cano speaking with Adia White. You'll find a link to his Disaster Day series at norcalpublicmedia.org. Tomorrow, you'll hear Cano talk about how school funding is being affected by wildfires and some new legislation that could help.